Welcome back to the Press Box on Saturday, Preakness Saturday, and my guest, my host, as always, Dave Buzzy Baker. It's Preakness, second leg of the jewel, and I guess we got a few things to talk about
there. Yeah, don't we, though? Before we do that, Gene, let's go ahead and remind folks the Press Box and our weekly racing feature is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. And speaking of Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, did I see that the Solitaire scored again?
Big week, Buzzy, big week. We went up Thursday. Our three-year-old filly now, Diamond Solitaire, had her second start of the year, and we brought home the merchandise, brother. We had an allowance race. She wins by 2.5, and we celebrated into the night. Let's just put it that way.
I love that. What did she go off at?
She was 6-5.
There you go.
I tell everybody, they say, well, you can't make any money at 6-5. And I said, well, what game in Vegas do you play? Because
right.
There's not a game out there that's 6-5 or better.
That's right. That's right. Okay, so congratulations on that. But before we break down the Preakness, obviously all this discussion about Bob Baffert, Medina Spirit, and what happens going forward.
Yeah, I would say it's tragic or it's disappointing, or that, it's depressing, but it's more than that, Buzzy. This is way past, the go on the Monopoly game. And, this is multiple infractions over the last few years from the same barn, from the same trainer, who always seems to find some nefarious reason why he always seems to have a horse end up in the penalty box. Buzzy, this is sacred ground, and this means so much to our Commonwealth. It means so much to our city. It means so much to our industry, and I applaud Churchill Downs immediately taking very aggressive and very significant measures, suspending Bob Baffert from the entry box, prohibiting any horse that's trained by him to be entered for a race of any ilk. And that's the way this should be handled. This is not another slap on the wrist type of issue. This needs to be dealt with the significance that it has. And for anybody in our industry, for anybody in this Commonwealth, it's like plowing on sacred ground. And it needs to be dealt with. It needs to be dealt with significantly. And I'm going to be advocating for severe penalties to be issued. And I will continue to do such because of the nature of the situation, Buzzy.
Yeah, and I don't want to dwell on this too much because that's what's going to happen with the broadcast today when we should be celebrating the racing. But it is significant. And one of the biggest questions for me, which we can tackle on another show, and I'd love to hear you go in depth about this, but, you've got Churchill Downs, who I think you accurately gave kudos to for what they did, how they did it, how assertive they were, how professional they were, how they put the safety of horse and horseman at the forefront. But the thing that I think that is so annoying, so grating to those of us who love thoroughbred racing, is the fact that this sport continues to be so fragmented. And when you have somebody that's an industry leader like Churchill Downs step out and take this immediate action, then another entity decides to go in a different direction.
Yeah, but it's disturbing, especially for an entity, and we're talking about Skronik or whatever they want to go back now, First Racing, or they seem to change their name about as often as they change their minds. But the fact is they should not have accepted this entry. They should not have accepted any entries from Bob Baffert until this matter is resolved and completely adjudicated, and it's going to take some time to get there. This is, like I said, a pattern of behavior that cannot be tolerated, should not be tolerated, It's like I told you off air. If I stood before a judge and had three or four or five or even six, as Baffert has now gotten to, DUI charges, and I asked to have my license reinstated, I don't think the judge would look favorably on my consistent pattern of behavior.
No.
This is a license to conduct business. It's a privilege. It's not a right. And you continually violate that right and put people and horse at risk. There needs to be penalties that are increasingly more significant. And it's very disappointing that Pimlico accepted these entries. They should not have. They should have prohibited any horse trained by Bob Baffert, in my opinion, from even entering the ground. So all that being said, we're left with a race that has two of his horses in it. I think it speaks to the character of the man that he doesn't even show up now to answer the question. He sends his assistant to do that. I think it speaks to the character of the entire team that they represent. And it's, in a very simple word, it's disgusting.
Okay. So now that there's no ambiguity on the part of how you feel, how do you feel about this field for the Preakness?
You know, it's kind of, I think it mirrors the situation we're going to deal with later today. It's not a stellar field. You know, you got Medina Spirit, who is a consistent and horse that has performed very well in his prep races and obviously winning the Derby, albeit with a positive test result. You've got his stablemate, Concert Tour, who I think probably is even better than Medina Spirit.
A lot of people second. Feel that way, yeah.
Yeah, you know, he ran second down in the Arkansas Derby and ran up against a really good horse there and other good horses there. His connections bypassed, although trained by Baffert as well. I think he's the better of the two and probably will be the post-time favorite, if I don't miss my guess. I'm not going to bet either one of them. I'm not, you know, like I said, I don't think either one should be in the race. I'm not going to bet either one of them. I am going to bet a horse that was in the Derby. I thought had tremendous problems in the Derby itself. And a horse that's getting a lot of attention, I think, Buzzy, in Midnight Bourbon.
Yep.
This horse is owned by Ron Winchell, who owns Kentucky Downs. He won a big race down in the fairgrounds earlier this year. He does have some speed. I think the tighter turns at Pimlico, the little shorter the distance. He broke terribly. He had traffic issues. He was well back in the field in the Kentucky Derby, a place he really doesn't probably fit, you know, in that particular scenario. And I think with a clean break, a more limited number of horses in the field, I think Midnight Bourbon has the tactical speed and he has the ability to maybe dictate the pace and be very, very difficult to pass
okay.
In the Preakness.
Sure. All right, my brother. So that brings us to the time that we look forward to each and every week. How do you play it?
Well, I'm just going to make it a very simple bet for me. I'm going to play Midnight Bourbon. I'm going to play him across the board. I'm going to key him over and under the horses in the Preakness, except for the two Baffert horses. If they beat me, they beat me. But I don't have to shake my head and take a win that I feel, you know, morally that it's not the right thing to do. So I'm going to take Midnight Bourbon. I'm going to key him over and under all the other horses in the race. And I think and I'm going to take a stand and hopefully come home a winner, Buzzy.
There you go. Of course, all the Gene's picks for Preakness Day, Churchill Downs, whatever you want, you can find them at thepressboxlps.com. And I'm telling you, every day I hear a story from somebody, heard a story from some great horsemen who had an event over at the Louisville Thoroughbred Society a couple of Friday nights ago, and they're just raving about it. So make sure you go by, take a look online, set up a tour, come talk to the folks, and see what's going on at the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. I promise you will be pleased with what you find. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by BristNet.com, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the aforementioned Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a wonderful weekend. And as always, may the horse be with you, my friend.
With you as well, my friend. Before we go, I would like to ask you your opinion of the Preakness Stakes and the field they're in, and if you have a choice.
I have got to tell you, and I hate this. I have been so busy involved in this story this week.
Yes.
It's just kind of like taking a lot of the joy out of it for me, you know? I mean, we're getting back to normal with the Derby a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, everything happened and everything, and it looks like we're going to be back to normal here in this state from what the governor is saying on June 11th. And I tell you, I just hate it, and I really feel, and I know that NBC is a partner on the Triple Crown, but you got to talk about that as a broadcaster. And I feel we're going to hear more about that than these great thoroughbreds and the really overwhelming number of people that love and care for these animals. And you know what? This will all adjudicate itself. You know, the Arkansas deal last year was just adjudicated a few days ago. But, I mean, this is one of those deals where I think you got to do everything you can to make sure that you and your operation are above reproach. And it's I think Bob Baffert does understand this. That's a big ask for a lot of people right now. And I just hope it's a clean race. I hope everybody gets across the line safely. And here's hoping that there is some big, great story that Thoroughbred Racing produces on a regular basis that we can all celebrate when this race is done.
I agree wholeheartedly. Amen. And let's get together soon, my friend, and share a sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla with some branch. Thanks, brother. Love you.
Love you, too, man. Thanks, buddy.
See you, buddy.